I want you to take your Bibles and raise them up and pray with me this simple prayer. So raise up your Bibles. Raise up your Bibles, wherever you are. And say this way, is Heavenly Father, this is my Bible. Speak to me tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. You see, when God wants to do something upon the life of a human being, sometimes God looks at you as a person and then He works on you, changes you. But many are the moments where God doesn't look at you. He looks at your family. And He says, I'll execute this plan if the whole family is saved. If the whole family understands this principle. And I want you to understand it's from this basis tonight. I want you to handle the issue of family deliverance. I'd like to ask a simple question. And this question goes to all families that are watching me now, and some are here, and some they didn't come with their families. But it may happen that you have come with the pictures of your family. And first of all, I'd like to ask if there's anyone who have come with your family, can you just stand up a little bit? I'd like to say something. It may be with your partner, just stand up. It seems there are so many partners. South Africa understands the word partner more than any other country. All right, we sit down. And how many brought the pictures of their family members? And I want you to understand one thing tonight, and I really want you to understand this thing tonight. Let me tell you something. There is something more to your family that you don't understand, that you don't even know. As much as you want deliverance, as much as you want God's intervention over your life, but trust me on one thing that I want you to understand and to know, that you need your family's deliverance more than you need it. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Do you know some of you may have money, but your money finishes on unnecessarily unplanned responsibilities? I may be free. I may not have demons. I may not have a sickness over my body. I may not have a problem over a job. But trust me, if I have a family member, if I have someone else, if I have children who are at school, who they have no fees, all the money that comes to me does not stay with me, because the enemy is attacking someone in the family that even me, I'm affected. Some of you are not at peace right now, not because you're looking for the peace itself. You yourself have no problem with you around. But the demon just attacked your partner. You are not in good terms with your partner. Because you need deliverance as a couple. I'm not talking to somebody right here. You need deliverance, both of you, because you don't know why you keep on fighting. You don't understand why every time you're about to get into a breakthrough, you'll be fighting days before the breakthrough. You don't understand why your children are in drugs. You don't understand why your mother keep on being in the same position at work and she can get promotion. You can't understand why your brother keep on being sick. You don't understand why. So this is not an issue to do with you as a person tonight. We are dealing with you as a family. I want you, your whole family tonight, to receive the hand of God of deliverance. I want your family tonight to receive the power, the touch of the Lord Jesus. Let your family receive Not only you, let your child, your daughter, your son experience the hand of the Lord tonight. For God said, I am the Lord. Bring my people together and then tell them, declare, the Lord shall deliver his people, especially the families. And God said, and I, the Lord, I will set free every family that will be mentioned that now. Because I am the Lord. I have heard their cry and I've seen their prayers. So we are dealing with something here important that I want you to understand. And I don't care about you having issues, whether you're fighting with your family members, whatever it is. There's a reason why we are having this deliverance tonight, so that the fighting can cease. We're having all these prayers. And trust me, there'll be restorations. Reconciliations will be happening. People who you are fighting with, there will be peace coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
So understand one thing that is very, very important. Tonight we want to pray for our family members. We want to pray for our brothers. We want to pray for our sisters. We want to pray for our children. Our loved one, we want to pray that everybody, including yourself, our mothers, our fathers, our aunties, our cousins, everybody must be set free. All right, so tonight I'll be talking about family deliverance, and I'll be speaking for a few minutes. Now let's check 1 Samuel 25, right? Verse 6. 1-3, go read the scripture.
And thus shall ye say to him that liveth in prosperity, peace be both to thee, and peace be to thine house, and peace be unto all that thou hast.
All right, now give me NIV, NIV, right? Just give me NIV now. Let's read together. 1-3, go read.
Say to him, long life to you, good health to you and your household, and good health to all that is yours.
Now, Message translation. A Message translation posted in this way, right? Now, what is it saying?
Life and peace to you, peace to your household, peace to everyone here.
All right. Understand this thing that I want you to understand. The Bible here says, peace must not only be with you, but your whole household. Everything you have. Now understand, I want us to look at two things. All right? It says you, number one. And then there are two things he mentioned apart from you. All you have and your household. Plus you, there are three. But minus you, there are two things. So peace with you. Peace with all you have. What you have. You see, whether you have a car, whether you have a house, whether you have a job, there must be peace. Whether you have a ministry, whether you have a calling, whatever you have. If I may check some of you, your cars, they're giving you stress every day. You fix another problem, you fix another problem. There's no peace in the things you have. What you have may mean your relationship. There's no peace in your relationship. It's part of the things you have. The Bible says what you have. What you have, it may mean your children. There's no peace, some of you, among you and your children. There's no peace. There's no peace. So the Bible says peace with what you have. Then it says your household. Your household includes your uncle, your mother, your cousin, your sister. It says there must be peace in everything. Now, understand this. Is there peace? You find there's depression. There's no peace at all. And tonight God said to me, go and declare peace. After tonight, there'll be peace in your family.
I receive.
Oh, I feel like something's going to happen right now.
I receive.
There's going to be peace in your household. Your sister married. Another sister married. Another one, a job, your cousin married. There'll be a confusion of miracles.
Kaparita. I receive.
There'll be a confusion of miracles. There'll be peace everywhere. Peace.
See.
Ha 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 ha. Tell your neighbor, I need this thing now.
I need this thing now.
Now, the Bible says there must be peace in your house, peace what you have, peace with you. Now, I understand this. I understand you have got peace. But the simple question is, what you have? Is there peace in what you have? There's no peace, some of you. There's no peace in your calling. There's no peace in your job. There is no, once what you have, there's no peace. Even you, there is no peace. You have a boyfriend, you have a company. There's no peace. Come on. The car you're driving now can be taken away anytime. You never paid for it. Come on, I'm going to tell someone right here. The house you have, the job you have, there's no peace. I understand you're born again. I understand you speak in tongues. I have no problem with that. But what you have, there must be peace too. There must be deliverance too. Are you understanding it? I understand. I have no problem with anything that you have. I have no problem. But your household, check your mother. Your mother is very sick. Check your aunt. Your aunt is very sick. Check your sister. She can't get married. Everything is just mixed. Everything is fixed. Check at your boyfriend. Check at your husband. Check at your wife. Things are not moving the way they're supposed to move. This is the reason why, as children of God, the Bible says the whole world is waiting for the manifestation of the children of God. But how will we conquer the world if we have not conquered our families first?
Oh, yes.
How will we conquer the world? How will the world wait for us?
Oh,
if
yes.
Our own house, if our own things we have,
oh, yes,
are not yet conquered by us,
oh, yes,
we must conquer everything around us.
Oh,
we
yes
must conquer our families.
Oh, yes.
We must chase the devil out of your families.
Oh, yes.
And then the whole world will be waiting for us.
Oh, yes.
Am I talking to somebody right here? If I be a prophet,
oh, yeah,
by the end of this program,
I receive
your family will be delivered in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
Tell your neighbor, my family must be set free now. And everything that I have, your qualifications, your career, I understand you have got all the things you're looking for. I understand you're so educated. I understand you have all the plans with you. I understand I've got all the business ideas on paper. But I don't understand one thing. Why those ideas are not being materialized. Why the certificates you have are not being used. I don't understand why your beauty is not being recognized for you to get married. I don't understand because it's not only you. It's all you, your mother, not married, your sister, not married, your cousin. It's like a thing that's moving in your family line. And tonight God said, tell my people, I am a deliverer.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm talking to Simon right here.
Oh, yes, Major.
Tell my people I am.
Jesus.
Woo. He will set you free. I'm saying he will set your family free. For the first time, you'll be telling me on the testimony line, oh, I have a testimony. And after speaking a testimony, you'll be like, I have not finished. I want to go to my mother now.
Uh-huh.
After talking about your mother, you say, I'm not finished.
Uh-huh.
I want to talk about my sister.
Oh, yes.
After talking about your sister, you say, I'm not finished.
Oh, yes.
I want to talk about my brother.
Oh, yes.
After talking about your brother, say, I'm not finished.
Oh, yes.
I want to talk about my uncle.
Oh, yes.
It will move from your whole family to your nephews, to your uncles, and you'll begin to testify about your neighbors. Because God will not only set you free,
oh,
he
yes
will set your family free.
Jesus.
Preach, Major. We hear you, Daddy.
I'm looking for a day where your family can at least benefit from your prayers. Don't be selfish. Don't look at yourself and then have this spirit of me, I, and myself. I want you to look at your sisters. I want you to look at your brothers. They are struggling with the poverty. Yet in the house, God has saved you for a purpose. He put you in a prophetic ministry for a purpose. Because God knew through you, your family shall be saved.
Jeez.
I'm looking forward to a day where your mother or your sister, your cousin, they're going to come to you and say, I just want to say thank you for your prayers. Don't look at them struggling like that and you are quiet. Send them a message. Tell them I'm praying for you, my sister. Tell them, because things are about to change. And I want you to tell anybody you know that I want to tell tomorrow. I want you to text or to phone anyone you know. Tell them, I am praying for you. Within 2 months, your story is going to change.
Oh, yes. Major.
I want you to call your father. I want you to call your mother, your brother, your sister, or anybody you know. Tell them I'm praying for you. And within 2 months, God, whom I serve, He will change your story. He will change everything about you. And you are not just talking about it. You are not just saying it. But it will really come to pass. Thy says the Lord. Tell your neighbor, I am receiving on behalf of my family. Say it again. Say it again. Hallelujah. The Bible says, peace upon you, peace upon all you have, and peace upon your household. That's the real peace. There can't be peace if only you have got peace and your sister's struggling, you're having problems. No, there can't be peace. This is why tonight we are praying for our families. We want to pray for our families tonight. Are you hearing me? Let me tell you a secret. The biggest secret of success is when you remember your family. Let me tell you an example. The Bible actually says that, you know, I even wrote in the fasting book where we are praying for prosperity. The Bible says if you cannot provide to your family and you call yourself a Christian, the Bible says you are deceiving yourself. It's in your Bible, eh? If you cannot provide your family, you are deceiving yourself. Did you hear that? The Bible said that. If you cannot provide your own family, you are deceiving yourself. God is expecting you to be a breadwinner. Did you hear that? The Bible says that. See, if you cannot, you can't provide your family, you are deceiving yourself. Did you hear that? There's a need that you must understand these things. Family business matters. Joseph was sold by his own brothers. Sold into Egypt. Thrown in a pit. But he never put that in his mind. One day, his own brothers who put him in a pit, who sold him out, found him in Egypt, hungry and poor. You know what he said? He's in the palace as a prime minister. He could be like, I know these people that sold me out. They threw me in the pit. Like some of you now, you have got issues until today of what people did to you years ago. Joseph said, don't waste time with your family. You don't have issues with your family. The Bible says, Joseph said, all workers in the palace, he said, all workers, walk out now, for this is a family business. So walk out. Walked them out, remained with his brothers, and he told them, he said, I am your brother who you sold. He told everybody out, out of family business, out. Don't involve people in your family business. He said, everybody out. This is a family matter. Oh, am I talking to somebody right here? He said, this is a family business. When everybody walked out, he said, how is my father? He said, how is everyone? He said, what about my other brothers? He said, they're all fine. He said, what about Judah? He said, he's all right. I'm going to give you things. Now, take these gifts to them and bring them back. And they brought them back because it's a family issue. Are you hearing me? Don't have issues with your family. They may fight you like Joseph, but love them. The whole family of Joseph was delivered because of one man, including Jacob, a man who was blessed by God, a man who God said, through you, I have blessed Israel. He was saved because of one son who had no grudges to his family, who loved his family despite being hated. Oh, are you hearing me, somebody? Are you hearing me? You too must save your family. You must save your family. And I'm telling you tonight, after you leave here, your family, your sister, who is not working, you after you receive the deliverance tonight, you will support them in the business. This receiving is doubtful.
I receive.
Where is my church? Come, which side is my church?
I receive.
Tell your neighbor, I'm hearing very well. To another neighbor, I'm hearing very, 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 very. My family must be delivered. Tell them again, my family must be set free. Hallelujah. Your family must be set free. Not only you. We thank God for you. We thank God for the tongues you speak. But those tongues will not help you if you are okay spiritually, but what you have is not okay. We want everything you have to be set free as well. Who believes? Who is believing that what you are saying, Major, is going to happen?
I believe.
You believe?
Yes.
Exodus 10, verse 8, 11. Exodus. Exodus chapter 10, verse 8, 11. And Moses and Aaron were brought again unto Pharaoh. And he said unto them, go, serve the Lord your God. But who are they that shall go? And Moses said, we'll go with our young and with our old, with our sons and with our daughters, with our flocks and with our herds, will we go. For we must hold a feast unto the Lord. And he said unto them, let the Lord be so with you, as I'll let you go, and your little ones look to it, for evil is before you. Not so, go now you that are main, and save the Lord, for that you did desire. And they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. Now understand? Go now ye that are main. Now give me NIV. And are they pushing this way? No, have only the men go. This is fellow. And worship the Lord. It says, not children. You want to go with the children? No, not children. You want to go with your wives? Now, verse 10, Moses says, no, verse 9. Moses says in this way, he says, Moses answered, we will go with our young and old, with our sons and daughters, and with our flocks and herds, because we are to celebrate a festival to the Lord. Verse 11, Pharaoh said, no, have only men go. That's what the devil does. You must understand the Pharaoh is a picture of the devil in the whole Exodus process. The devil will say no. The whole family. Moses said, we want to go, the whole family, with our children, with our flocks, with our wives. He says, no. You will leave Egypt, only men. This is exactly what's happening in your family right now. Only you is delivered. The devil says, not everyone. The devil says, you may be delivered, but your husband, never forget. He says, your wife should be like this. Your children will remain like this. Your flocks, your livestock, your money, your bank account will remain like this. I will release you. You'll be released, but not this thing, not this job, not this opportunity. I'll close every door. So fellow said, I'm not letting you go. He said, I'll let only men go, but not what you have. Not the people, not your family members. I'll only let you go. Haman says, that sounds like my situation. Haman says, I want everything of me to be delivered tonight. Hallelujah. Now, we have a very big problem now. Verse 24 to 26. Moses resists only him to be delivered from the hands of Pharaoh. He says, not only men will be set free. Everybody will be set free. Now, verse 24, the Bible says in this way, of the same chapter of Acts 10, verse 24, then Pharaoh summoned Moses. And he said, go worship the Lord. Even your women and the children may go with you. And leave your flocks and herds behind. Only you and your wife go. But the money, finances, leave behind. And you said, yes. Yes, I'm seeing in church you are free, but financially things are not okay. Where? You came alone. Fellow said, oh, yeah, I'm going to let you go, but not your money. You leave your money behind. You know, in the Bible, flocks, livestock is a representation of wealth. Now, fellow said, I'm going to let you go with your family, but not your money. Now, we thank God you are here, you know, hallelujah, with your man, hallelujah, but you haven't paid the rent. Because Satan said, you will not go together. I'm going to let you go, but I want to let your company move. I want to let your finances move. I want to let anything about you to move. I'm going to hold everything. But ladies and gentlemen, that's where tonight you are here.
Yes.
There's going to be a family deliverance, including everything you possess.
I receive.
If you're hearing me, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.